So we were here yesterday to celebrate my mom's life, and that's a little hot. Maybe we can bring it down a little bit. And a bunch of our family is still here in town and leaving today and tomorrow. But thank you on behalf of all of the Sparmans and the Tenglins for your love shown for us. It's been wonderful. And this has been a season of loss for our whole community here as well. Many of you know we lost two very dear friends just in a little over a week. Our oldest member at 101, Harriet Lonergan, passed away. And then just this past Tuesday, after a truly courageous fight with cancer, Sonny Franzik also went to be with Jesus. And we're going to celebrate Harriet's life here on October 13th, a Saturday. And because many of Sonny's family are here in town this weekend, the celebration of her life is actually going to be this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And as always, you are all invited, if you're available, to come support these families. And to thank God for amazing women who have loved God so well and given their lives to serving Him and to serving us. And they have been such an encouragement, both Harriet and Sonny. We're going to miss them here. There are a lot of reasons to be thankful this morning, and one of them is what we just witnessed here with the kids, and for how many of you and those that are down there with them right now have stepped up in recent days to work alongside our children's ministry, our new Lighthouse Kids program. And I really like that we're learning this song that was written by a worship leader here in the Twin Cities, a covenant worship leader. And, you know, sending these kids off before the sermon every week, except for Communion Sundays, when they'll be with us the whole time, I think it's going to be a little meme that's going to play in our heads. Hopefully not like It's a Small World After All, if you've been to Disney World or Disneyland. But one that we're going to remember and really take to heart. It's a great reminder of our heart's desire for God to bless them, and so we sing our blessing on them. These words, may God give you eyes to see. Think about this to the kids, right? To see all that is good, the courage for anything. May you be strong. And then the second verse, may God give you ears to hear His loving voice, speaking all around you, all around and deep inside. Ears to hear. This is it. To hear God's loving voice. And isn't that the prayer that we would say for all of us? That we might be attentive to God who is all around and wanting to live deep inside of our hearts. And then also that we might listen to one another. Last week we began a five-week series called BLESS that builds an acronym to help us see how sharing the saving love of Jesus Christ with our friends and our family and our neighbors, school friends, that sharing His love is not rocket science. It's not something we should be afraid of, but ought to be the normal setting of the Christian life. And when it comes to authentic faith in Christ, when someone yields their heart and ultimate control of their lives to God's loving care, there are patterns of behavior in us that change. Knowing Jesus changes us, our attitudes and our actions, if we will let Him do that, so that hopefully over time we're going to start to reflect more and more of God's values and His priorities in the world. That's a wonderful thing. You know, to be Christian and to define it in the most literal, culturally unencumbered way would be to define Christian as a little Christ. Little Christ. That's what Christian means. Someone who lives, whose life is intent and desiring to reflect Jesus' beautiful life and example for us, that of giving. Selfless giving. And if we're hoping to bless others with the good news of Jesus, this, what is called an intentional evangelism initiative, is not just some, you know, one more flyby program for church people to feel guilty about. It's not that at all. I'm doing something that we don't want to do. In fact, if we seriously look at this, we're going to examine our own lives and ask whether or not we are open to living and sharing living and sharing how new life in Christ has made a difference in our lives. Last week we started building the BLESS acronym with the letter B, right? Which referred to beginning with prayer and recognizing God dearly loves everyone He created, no prejudice, no conditions to His love, but He also desperately wants a relationship with these loved ones and salvation that is available through Jesus Christ and His shedding His blood on the cross and resurrection is not something, salvation is not something we accomplish for other people or cram down anyone's throat, but rather it is to realize that God wants followers to be loving and caring and hopeful for others along with Him. Did you get that part? It's like He's inviting us to share in His work to love those people, all people. And so we pray. We begin by praying for others and praying for ourselves that our lives, and this is kind of a hard thought, but that our lives wouldn't actually turn anyone away from God. And that we might be used by God to actually help people move closer to Him. That we wouldn't be stumbling blocks. And today, this is what we're going to be doing through the whole BLESS series, talking about this. And today, the letter L in BLESS reminds us that joining with God, it is important for us to learn how to listen with care. Listening to other people with care. And this is profound for followers of Jesus and those who aren't followers of Jesus, because listening to others is a virtue and a skill desperately lacking in our culture, in an inattentive, self-focused Facebook tweet culture. I mean, that's the problem. This is what we live in. Ours is not a listening culture. It's a talking culture. Not that people have ever really listened all that well. I mean, really. But with things like social media that reward narcissism and tend to be relationally stunting of the heart, the art of listening to others is missing all the more in our lives. And yet how desperately, even more so maybe because people aren't listening, how desperately we want to be heard. Every one of us desires that. Last week, many of you were here, Chet Oshan shared about his experience as a non-Christian coming on the Alpha course that we participate in here in our community, that we help sponsor, and how for Chet it was a place where he could come with his serious questions of faith and life and meaning. And he found that he would be heard and he would be accepted as a friend just where he was on his faith journey. And after Chet shared, I was out in the foyer here and several people came up to me after the service and said, for as much as they'd heard about Alpha through the years here at Excelsior, maybe ad nauseum, you can laugh at that. These different groups of people actually said to me that hearing Chet's story was a game changer for them in the way they understood what Alpha was all about. It's not just one, it's not a little clicky thing that we do over here at one part of the church, but it's actually a pervasive part of our life and our mission, and how now this focus on Alpha was making more sense. Because the design of the Alpha course, and really what we're trying to do here all over Excelsior in our Bible studies and our children's and youth ministry and everything, is not just to put out propositional Christian truth and expect people to buy in without being able to honestly wrestle with their questions in a non-threatening environment, in fact, a loving environment where people listen with care. You know, sometimes people need to kick the tires a bit before they buy. And we need to allow them that opportunity. The design of Alpha is to create a setting where questions are welcome and encouraged, and I think this is infectious for everything we do here, where people are truly listened to, where every one of us is encouraged to listen with care. It's not that we hold back on telling what we believe and affirming our faith. It's not that, but first we got to shut our mouths and listen. allow the Holy Spirit then to give us the words. And before every Alpha meeting, we sit down with our Alpha leaders and go over the evening, and in the session handout to the leaders, there are three goals for that evening that are put out there, and they are that we will love well, that we will listen, and we will laugh. And this is indicative of what that's all about. And Alpha's ongoing this fall. We just had our intro session last Tuesday night. Really kind of the session one, who is Jesus, is this Tuesday night. You're welcome to join us 6:30 to 8:30, the lower level of Jake O'Connor's Pub in Excelsior. And you can check it out at any time through the series. And I encourage you, if you've got a friend to bring them along. Bring two, bring four. And we will feed them, and we will listen well, I hope. Listening with care is a concept that spreads all over Scripture. Like it's the undertone for our life of trying to live God's way and not our way. From some of the Old Testament Proverbs, like 18 verse 13, that says to answer before listening. That is folly and shame. That's one example. Then you move on to Jesus, who tells the crowd in Matthew 11 that whoever has ears, let them hear. It's like, I gave you ears, please use them, right? And then quickly followed by James, the text that Peter referred to in the prayer, who wrote in his New Testament letter, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. How true is that of our lives? If we really thought about it, is this true for our lives? Or is it something we're dealing with? You know, I read this and I am mortified to think how often in my life I have not acted this way. Please say you're with me, okay? I'm not alone, thank you. Listening to another person with care, to any person, whether it is someone that we really hope we'd like to share the hope of Christ with them because they've never heard it or it's not part of their experience, or someone you know who's been living with Jesus for a long time, it doesn't matter. Listening is a critical skill and virtue for life, and we need to see it in our leaders and our role models, our Sunday school teachers, our life group leaders. We need to see it in each other. So quick check here. Do the people you admire practice the skills of and virtue of true listening? People in your immediate life that you know personally or those out there, do those people model this virtue? If they don't, I don't care who they are, beware. It's their agenda. On the flip side, I know so many of you here are so good at listening. And in this season of my own life, just personally as a brother, you've listened well to me. And I appreciate that deeply. But I don't think listening generally comes to us without trying, without really trying, without being intentional about it. Part of the problem is the natural human condition is really looking out for ourselves. It's something we deal with in Scripture and in our teaching a lot, you know, selfishness and all such. Selflessness does not necessarily come naturally to human beings. It is a learned behavior, and yet it is so totally worth learning. Are you with me on that? I think this is critical. The German theologian and pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, some of you familiar with him, he thought a lot about these kinds of things. And processed them in his writing. He was martyred by the Nazis in 1945 at the age of 39. Before that time, he wrote some amazing books. One of them, one of my favorites, is Life Together. And he is super honest here about the struggles that we have following Jesus' example at the same time as we are such fragile human beings. And he's super practical, though, in the way he can we can relate because we've been there. And in Life Together, he says this. He said that there's a kind of listening with half an ear that presumes already to know what the other person has to say. It is an impatient, inattentive listening that is only waiting for a chance to speak. He calls that half-eared listening. And says that when we do that, we really don't care what the other person has to say because we're just waiting for our chance to speak. You've been there too? Yeah. Or you've been with somebody who was doing that, right? And that feels bad. Okay. This is when my mortification alarm goes off. Because I think, how many times in my life, even when I thought it was my good intention to listen well, and I wanted to identify with them by bringing up my story, right? I wanted to help them feel that they were being listened to when they really weren't, because I was more intent on giving my impression of the conversation or trying to get across how I was feeling in that matter. And all I was really doing was half-ear listening. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, says there's a time for everything under heaven. Time to be born and a time to die. You probably know the text, or you know the Birds song from 1964. A time for silence, Solomon says. A time for silence and a time to speak. That's what he says. Now, I may be preaching right now, but when it comes to silence, I pray that I'm going to learn even more to listen well, with care. Last week we talked about how praying leads us to loving people well, and listening well is definitely part of that, don't you think? I'm sure you were reminded, as I was over the last week or so, about this being the anniversary of Hurricane Maria striking Puerto Rico and devastated that island. And even as flooding from Florence continues in our mid-Atlantic states, of devastating hurricane again this year. But in the news, there was a lot of reflection on Puerto Rico and how desperate the situation still is there. And our Covenant World Relief is on the ground there, working with local communities, along with a lot of other relief agencies. And our Lighthouse kids, actually today, are learning more about how, as followers of Jesus, we respond to specific humanitarian needs like this. There was a chaplain. And just thinking about devastation, a chaplain back during Katrina, you remember that? Why do they always name the really bad ones after women? I don't know. But Ann Golding was a chaplain who volunteered in the aftermath of Katrina in New Orleans in 2005, coming alongside survivors in shelters who had experienced just horrific conditions and death firsthand. It was very, very difficult time, of course. And Anne talks about how hearing the stories profoundly impacted her own life and the way she thought about how important it was to listen with care. And she later wrote about how a talk at a family life conference helped her get it about listening with care. And looking at her life, she could honestly say that I am not listening. You got to know the bad part before we can get to the good part. I am not listening when I'm thinking about an answer while others are talking. I'm not listening when I give unsolicited advice. I'm not listening when I suggest they should feel the way they shouldn't feel the way they do. You ever done that? You shouldn't feel that way. I'm not listening when I apply a quick fix. I'm not listening when I fail to acknowledge their feelings. I'm not listening when I fail to maintain eye contact. I'm not listening when I don't ask follow-up questions. Could be critical. I'm not listening when I top their story with a bigger, better story of my own. I'm not listening when they share a difficult experience and I counter with one of my own. Dietrich Bonhoeffer then went on to say that the first service that one owes to others is listening to them. Just as the love of God begins with listening to His Word, so the beginning of love for others is listening to them. See, this ties in with our relationship with God. It's so important. And he goes on and he says, it is God's love for us that He not only gives us His Word, but also lends us His ear. God lends us His ear. We learn by example, don't we? God listens. So just as we begin this process of blessing others by praying for them, the same thing here. We look to God for help, that His Holy Spirit would wash over us in such an undeniable way. And we allow Him to help us, sometimes despite ourselves and despite our own selfish habits, to really love well by listening well. You've got God's ear. He's listening to you. Who has your ear and my ear? Let's pray together. God, we thank you that right off the bat, we can know that you listen to our prayers, that you hear us when we pray. In fact, you hear us when it's just the cry of our heart. And so, God, we pray that as we seek to be more after the example of Jesus in our lives, that your Holy Spirit would do this work in us, beating down the selfish tendencies to get our words in, and that our ears might be open, that we might enter situations and other relationships in others' lives, that we would lead with our ears and not with our mouths. And so bless people by sharing your love with them, your saving love. God, help us to be the servant to one another in many ways, but not least of all by listening. And so we pray and we give you our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.